My brother got me the job, too. My brother got me the job. Mm-hmm. He was the manager. And he got me the job. You think that would be cool, you know? Because he's my bro.
But he was a
He thought he was the Burger King, you know what I'm saying?
Did you like it?
I think you made it up.
Are you from the West Coast, dude? It's a West Coast
crib
thing.
Sheet.
It's like,
oh, well, it popped up, but this is like it's literally for sheets cribs. For cribs. Maybe you're thinking crib sheet.
Maybe
crib sheet.
It's crib sheet.
What is
just
it?
Googled crib sheet meaning a piece of paper that contains notes or information to help someone remember something.
Oh, so it literally is a crib sheet.
It's a crib sheet. There you go.
Oh, wow. Thank God I'm not using it wrong.
No, you are right.
Thank God it's not like an old racial slur.
I said, I think I've mentioned this on the pod before, but my brother used to say, he used to use the word coon pretty liberally. And I didn't know what that meant. I thought it was like a funny way to say raccoon.
Right.
And then I said it once in public and people were just like, oh my God, dude.
Not what I was expecting.
Yeah, I did not. I like literally
can
just didn't know.
You call a raccoon a coon?
Well, I think that was originally what it was. It became a racial term because of raccoons as like vermin like things,
oh,
you know?
Yeah, like rats.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you would call that to, you know, a certain kind of race.
Yeah. Oh, you know what he would say? My brother would say a coon's age. He would always be like, I haven't seen that in a coon's age.
God damn it.
Which I was always like, I thought it was a really funny Southern turn of phrase. That's why I was like, that's funny.
I don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means either. But then I was like, I said it and someone was just like, holy shit, dude. Like what is wrong with you?
And I'm
just like, what? Like a raccoon is like a pretty old, you know, it's like a raccoon. Like, it gets older. And he was like, that is not what it means. At all. Coon's age.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Originally,
right.
Coon was short for raccoon.
Right.
And coon's age just meant a long time because raccoons lived a long time. But then that turned into negative shitty one.
Yeah, a negative shitty coon. I mean, it's still, if I'm searching, maybe the person that thought I was being racist was actually just racist because I'm searching it even on Urban Dictionary. Coon's age is a period of time that denotes a long time, which a long while has elapsed.
It's like a fortnight.
Yeah. So Johnny, I haven't seen you in a coon's age. How the hell are you?
Yeah. I think it flies.
And then Johnny's like, what the fuck? And you're like, what the fuck do you mean? Yeah, I'm talking about raccoons.
Exactly.
Back at ya.
Coon's age, a long time. I ain't got laid in a coon's age.
Hey.
That to me is the only time
right.
you can use it.
Coon's age, hickbilly slang used to describe a long period of time. Ooh, interesting. Roughly 8.5 years.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Well, tarnation. I haven't seen Jethro in a coon's age.
I like that his name's Jethro.
A very long time. I've been waiting a coon's age for you to get your sorry keister out of the bathroom.
Keister is a good word.
Keister is a great word.
I love that. Yeah.
So I think...
How do you spell keister? E-R at the end?
K-E-I-S-T-E-R.
Oh, I'm
keister. So normally raccoons roughly live 5 to 6 years in the wild. However, once in a while you'll find a big grizzly one that's about 15, 16 years old.
Whoa.
This, my friend, is what you call a coon's age.
Whoa. Mm.
So, I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and say if Urban Dictionary is... okay. Wow. If Urban Dictionary is not calling it a racist term, I don't think it's a racist term.
Yeah, damn.
Which means
right.
I'm reintegrating coon's age into my everyday talk.
The problem is everybody else is dumber.
That's true.
And just doesn't know.
Right.
What the actual definition is. And so they assume, and nowadays, if people assume you're racist, you just are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
You lose.
That's fair.
Big ass raccoon.
Dang.
Wonder what that coon's age is,
hey!
If you know what I'm saying.
Look at
right?
that.
That's the appropriate usage of the word.
That is correct.
I think people are like looking for racist.
I think so.
Offenders nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, if you say, I just don't, you're going to be in a situation where you're going to try to back your way out and explain
right.
what you meant. And it's not going to work.
Listen to episode 114 of Ew, my podcast.
I just stumbled on this picture.
Ooh, look at that Whoa. Giant raccoon. Oh, that's a furry thing.
It's a furry
cool
raccoon.
Someday, I think furries are going to have to be, it's going to be a heavy hitter for us. Because I at some point, we got to do it. There's like a hall of fame of subreddits and internet cultures that at some point I think we got to do, but I don't really know when or how, you know what yeah. I mean? Like we really got to do it, and we got to like, it's going to be like, you know, like the Donald, like we briefly talked about the Donald on our breaking news
yeah.
a couple of days ago, but like we didn't do like the Donald, you know what I mean? Yep. But if we did like the Donald, we have to do like a multi-part history of big fucking, you know, like anthropological kind of what's that one podcast everybody loves that they're like 9-hour episodes,
hardcore history
with Dan Carlin.
Yeah,
literally, if we did a hardcore history, like he does it on like the Prussian Wars, and we did one on the Donald or on like our furries, you know. Anyway, this is Did You Reddit, weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
God, I'm dog boobs. I'm just looking at a bunch of furry fat.
Oh, you fell into the furry yeah. furry hole?
My free day down here.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to do, I don't know when this is going to come out. I think maybe Monday or maybe Sunday, but I wasn't sure if we're going to be able to do one this week, but we did. Saturday morning, we're all sipping coffee with, who's our sponsor today?
Laird Hamilton.
The Laird Hamilton.
Is that his name, really?
You've never heard of Laird Hamilton?
No.
Really?
No.
He's a famous surfer.
Really?
Yes.
Are you talking, you're not, okay.
No, I mean it.
Laird Hamilton's like the world's greatest waterman.
Really?
You know, he's like.
You'll recognize his face.
I've never seen that man.
He's famous for surfing like 60-foot waves.
Oh, cool.
And just like a, you know, like a real man.
Yeah.
Like from the water.
I feel like Laird is like the name that you come up with when you're trying to lie about what your name is.
Laird.
Yeah, you're like, what's your name? Be like, it's Laird.
You're
like, Laird?
Do you mean
like,
Larry? No.
Yeah, Laird, Laird Hamilton.
Do you mean?
Really? Yes.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard another Laird.
I've never heard of that name, which I don't think this is a real person.
He's married to Gabby Reese, and they have.
I know Gabby Reese.
They're like monster athletes.
Yeah.
And they have really monster good. Athlete kids.
Good what at the
is
wave.
She's? Is she a surfer? No, she's a.
She was a volleyballer.
That's right. That's
volleyball.
Right. Volleyball. That's right. Volleyballer. Haven't heard her name in a coon's age.
Oh,
nice. Not at all racist.
Not at all racist.
Very
talking about the age of a raccoon, potentially between 5 and 15 years. 5 or 6 is the average lifespan of a raccoon. 8.5 is a coon's age.
I'm just sending you some pictures of Laird.
Okay. I thought you were going to send me pictures of furries that you're discovering.
Oh, nah.
Anyway, maybe this convert. Well, I guess we should talk about something. I know this is. I know we're a little out of step because obviously we talked about the Donald, which was a big. It was a big thing that happened this past week as they got quarantined. Mm-hmm. And since they got quarantined, I haven't seen the Donald on all. So I guess they're still quarantined. But there are others. There are some other things that happened on the front page of this past week that I think is worth digging into. So let's get into it.
I mean, to me, the most exciting thing on this front page is anti-gay Congressman Aaron Schock tipping a go-go boy in Mexico City gay bar.
Really?
I just love when these anti-gay, like right-wingers get caught sucking wang.
I love that. I've also seen, I like the ones where the pastor will say natural disasters are caused by people with, there's one that was like, natural disasters are caused by people that are gay or whatever, and then his house got destroyed by a flood.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the world was calling him gay, which I think was so funny.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's funny.
Or like natural disasters only happen to people that are gay, or like natural, something like that. It was like one of those things that was just like, it was basically saying only bad things happen to gay people, and that his house got destroyed. And it was like that classic two people looking at this photo, and they're both gay, and there's only one person in the
photo. There's only one explanation there, right. Sonny boy. So this picture, this guy looks... Doesn't he? His face looks like he's in love.
Yes.
Like he's finally...
He's looking up at the go-go boy like, I've never been in love until now.
He's finally able to be himself.
What do you think the impulse is? Oh my God, yeah, this is like...
The underscore insane. Professor commented, this is the guy who faced a scandal when he used campaign funds to redecorate his house office with a Downton Abbey theme. So big surprise here.
That's right.
All right.
Wow. Yeah.
But why? I don't.
Just do the math, guys.
But also just like why? Why do you hide it? You know what I mean? Like why? Right. Why do you?
Because your constituency would never go for it, I think. And so to keep his job, he thinks he has to lie. And,
I guess.
And like, I mean, you ask, I tell, bro. That's how it works on this part.
It's an absolutely insane photo.
It's in the background, there's like a poster that looks like it says boy bang, I'm going to say. The back half of the word's cut off, but I'm just going to guess it says bang. Boy bang is the name of this club. Which is another big sign that you're gay. You're hanging out at places called Boy Bang.
Boy Bang.
The top photo this past week, by the way, is it like almost is like when we talk about the 69 boys, that is exactly what this photo looks like. There's six people in this photo. 69 boys is a 4-person group. But like this photo of all the gang hanging out together.
Oh yeah.
This is exactly what the 69 boys kind of feels like.
I saw that and was instantly thinking 69 boys.
Yeah. They're all we were more into Code Red though. I think they're doing 7-Up.
That fat kid on the top right on the picture in the back.
Right.
Looks like he's doing the best.
Oh yeah, he's really shaped up.
He's a real hunk now. Looks like he's got a good job. Nice shirt. I mean,
none of these guys look like they're falling apart. I mean, the guy in the bottom left, it looks like in the middle photo, he was doing great. And he was like really handsome. And then somewhere along the line, he thought just a big old goatee was a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Usually it is. But
I
don't know.
A goatee is usually to hide your fat double chin.
Yeah. Right.
And he has one. So
yeah.
I think. And that checkered shirt, I mean. Let's just be honest, guys. Checkers are out.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. Here's another really fun thing. We've been in the middle of a spat with Iran, as has been well documented.
Oh, yeah.
President's an idiot, as we know.
Yeah.
And Iran's president. It's so funny the way that our world works now, where like Trump has kind of opened up this hilarious bag of worms where the things that come out of other politicians' mouths now is like equally as insane. And the Iran's president says Trump White House afflicted by mental retardation. So he literally called our president retarded.
Yeah.
But he was saying it in the way we used to say it like in the 90s, like
right.
What a retard.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
But like in a polite way.
Which I love.
It's pretty cool. That's a cool diss. I wonder if he Googled like American diss.
Right. Maybe actually.
Yeah.
and he just translated it.
Retarded, and you're going to be, you know, celebrated for years.
Right.
And he will be now.
Trump?
Iranian guy.
Iranian boy. I don't know who their current president is. I know it used to be Ahmadinejad, but that was several years ago.
Oh, this yeah.
Point, so. What happened to that guy?
Ahmadinejad.
He was kind of a hot shit for a minute.
He was a hot shit for a minute. He's a pretty good looking man, if I remember correctly.
He was a hunk. He was a hot shit. Yeah. I feel like he was hip with the kids. He probably drove a Mustang.
Maybe might have drove a Mustang. One of those new ones where the flashers, they're like boop 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 boop. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't even know.
On their turn signals are like, it's like a spectrum of light.
Oh no.
Pretty groovy. It's pretty cool. Here's one that I think we gotta discuss. So this is a post from is from WTF. I don't know where it ranks on top of this past week. It doesn't look like it's too high up there. But it's a recently expired. Well, this is posted 22 hours ago, so it's actually pretty recent. But recently expired U.S. patent up for grabs. And it is an apparatus for facilitating the birth of a child by centrifugal force.
Whoa, what?
Have you seen this? I'm going to give it to you. It's a patent that was developed. It was basically you sit on a what looks like a cross, open legs, and it spins violently.
Come on, guys.
And the baby eventually comes out somehow, and I don't know where they expect
this
it to go.
This is horrifying.
But then it's like when
you line the room with all your medical students, they all are going to catch the baby, and whoever catches the baby
graduates.
It's like a mitzvah, you know. Yeah. It's like it's a good luck.
Gets married next.
That's right. Gets married next. Is the next nurse to get pregnant.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But the best part though is like it's so the top comment is slinging blood, shit, and birthing fluids in a glistening arc all around the hospital room. That's exactly what would happen. It's just like it's the wheel starts spinning and it just is like absolute. Can you imagine walking into that hospital room afterwards and the absolute carnage?
Doctor, we lost the baby, ma'am. Mother, oh God, he's dead. Doctor, no, he got yeeted under a table or something. We can't find him.
I mean, another option, of course, is somehow like if this actually existed, then there would be obviously other things you'd have to innovate against it. So
yeah.
if you could put Velcro on the baby. In womb,
in utero,
double stick tape.
Then line the hospital with that stuff that you would see at like trampoline parties.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
Where you would basically jump off it, and then you would jump onto the Velcro
land
wall.
Yeah,
that would be
smart.
The answer, yes, that would be the only way to make this a successful patent. I think.
I like that the inventors' names are George and Charlotte.
Blonsky.
Charlotte Blonsky.
The Blonskys. They sound like a fake cartoon family.
Yeah.
What do you think this also was filed.
Terrible idea.
This was filed in 1963 and then was
not that long ago.
Granted.
No.
In 1965. So this was a granted patent.
They must have tested it.
They had
Make
to.
Make us proud.
Somebody's been born by this.
All of the documentary filmmakers in our audience right now have to tell the story. The story needs to be told.
Wow.
What a ridiculous setup.
Yeah. So it's called the G.B. Blansky ETAL, I think.
Wow.
The apparatus for facilitating the birth of a child by centrifugal force.
And not at all scary or, you know, disturbing to the mother who's like terrified and giving birth.
And she's
strapped down to this giant cross.
Like she's strapped down to a giant cross and it looks like maybe
like a fucking gas mask. Her gas mask.
And oh, it looks like so what they do is they put a little net.
Oh, there's a basket.
Easy.
They put a basket.
Oh, there's a basket right on the outside of her vagine. Yeah.
So that'll catch most of the shit and blood.
Well, no, that'll catch
the baby. And
then the
baby will land right in it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
A little...
It shoots its scores.
Oh.
I think Charlotte Blonsky had their first child this way. We got to look up, like, little Billy Blonsky.
Yeah,
because I guarantee he's screwed up.
Yeah.
But he was born this way.
He was definitely born that way.
Old Billy Blonsky, the kid with the flat face, dude.
Let's research the Blonsky family.
Old net face.
Blonsky invention. Oh, there's inventions.
They don't. Once they get something gold like this, they don't stop.
So I think it was called the Blonsky birthing table. It was, yeah. A revolution. I'm gonna read about it. So this is a website called inventricity.com. And I think maybe this is possibly a take on the word eccentricity. It's strange inventions, maybe, but it also looks like it was once a Blogspot.
Wow.
So it's like a very shitty website, tons of ads everywhere. Absolutely terrible website. A revolution in childbirth, ! David Wardell, I've seen some draft patents over the years, but this one, apparatus for facilitating the birth of a child by centrifugal force, takes a biscuit for a jaw-dropping stupidity.
Yep.
I used to show the images at my invention talks as cherished overhead projector slides. Remember those? And enjoyed the incredulous looks on faces of my audience. Incredulity, which quickly turned to hilarity. The patent was filled in 1963 by mining engineer George Blonsky and his wife Charlotte. though childless themselves, they love children, though presumably not mothers. This invention is wrong on so many levels. It's difficult to know where to start because of the forces involved in the birthing table is mounted on a massive concrete base. Tight. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Funny.
The unfortunate expectant mother is strapped into the device, which is then rotated at quite a high speed to induce centrifugal force. And also centrifugal force is like not, you don't just get it with a casual spin.
No,
you know what I mean?
That's going to have to spin for a while.
You got to spin it for a while and you got to like let them be extended on the table. So it's like, I think by the looks of this, you would basically need probably, I mean, looking at this photo, you need, so it's at least double, if not triple the size of the mother itself. So that's a 15-foot table.
It's a large room.
So that's, we're looking at a room of maybe at least 50 feet. This is a big old table. This is a big old room.
Ranch Dressing Studios is about 20 by 20. I don't think it'd fit.
The whole reason they made this was, quote, for more civilized women, capital W, who often do not have the opportunity to develop the muscles needed for childbirth.
So this is for lazy people who, like, play croquet all day.
Yeah, they're like woman plants that, like, the rich back in the fucking 60s would, like, plant in their garden and they'd just grow and have
babies. Women plants.
Like, what?
Looks like you can smoke while you're on the machine, too.
Yeah. Can you imagine? And that's a cigarette holder.
Yeah, there's a cigarette holder where all the doctors are smoking cigarettes. This is also like a non-doctor situation. Like, you can kind of like, this might be an automated birthing machine. Maybe that's what they should have called it.
Yeah.
This would be good for you're on Mars.
Right.
You're out in the desert alone.
Right.
You need to give birth. You got pregnant somehow.
So let's play a situation.
Okay.
Well, I love to play.
Doctors are expensive.
Yep.
Childcare is out of control.
Yep.
So private hospitals, unstaffed private hospitals are popping up.
Yeah.
But they're not like nice robot-filled hospitals. They're like hospitals with like a couple community college nurses, and that's like the highest degree offered there, right?
It's like not so urgent care.
Yeah, it's like not so urgent care where people can go to have a baby if they need to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're private, so it's like they kind of function like gas stations or something. Like maybe you could find this in the mall. Like if you're about to have a baby and you go into the mall and you can sit on one of these tables because there's a booth in the back.
Yeah.
And you sit on one of these tables and you can have a baby like on a fucking Sunday afternoon.
You just whip it out.
Yeah. And you basically like sit, get on it. You put in like quarters in the slot, like a laundry machine.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And then it starts moving.
That's a great idea.
This reminds me of an old, I would say my favorite ride at the community fair, the Gravitron.
Oh, yeah.
Where you just kind of get in there. I'm imagining.
Maybe this is actually better used as a carnival ride.
Wow. So, yeah. It would be a fun ride.
You go to a local carnival and it's like Gravitron, and right beside it is apparatus for facilitating the birth of a child by centrifugal force.
This also feels like a cool Thailand strip club kind of a situation where like the stripper is shooting ping pong balls out of her vagina at fans who are like surrounding the table. And if you're lucky to catch one, like you win a free Mai Tai or something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Great idea.
Get an extra night at the Hilton.
That's right. The Hanoi Hilton.
The Hanoi Hilton. So that's, oh God, that's fucking insane. Is there anything else we want to talk about on the top page or we just want to get into it? I mean, I feel like that's close to the topic we're talking about.
That's comedy heaven, if you ask me.
It's pretty close. So I guess one more thing I want to mention quickly. I'm sorry, John has been like on the absolute rise lately. Like we covered it like right before it went absolutely Mai Tai heavy.
As always, you hear it here first, right?
Yes, I mean, exactly.
Yes.
We break news.
But there is I saw the other day, I think last night, that the guy, please consider sending artists to the, or sending love to the artist who inspired this subreddit during a hard time for him. So evidently the guy who actually created the original artwork that kind of spawned I'm Sorry John. So Will Burke, the artist that inspired the subreddit, is currently struggling with family issues and poor mental health. I don't really know what that means, but please consider sending love his way on his Instagram, which is will____burke. He has only stated this on his Patreon, which has 22 supporters, so I can see why I haven't seen a post about it. Please spread this. Depression really sucks, and the support others and the support of others really does help. He literally, like, this sub has now, I think, I don't know what it was when we talked about it, but it has 444,232 readers right now. So it's obviously been on the climb, and there are almost 5,000 users here literally right now at fucking 11 in the morning on a Saturday. So it's, yeah, I mean, 10 days ago they hit 400,000. So in 10 days they have another 44,000. So this sub is like one of the more meteoric rises.
Yeah.
And they've basically created a fucking Cthulhu style religion out of Garfield, and it's all because of this one guy. So give him some love. It's
interesting. I mean, this is like the primo example of you could have never planned for this to get popular on the internet.
I mean, it's insane.
It's so random.
It's so random, and it could have easily been like nothing. Could have literally been just like a...
You're a tattoo guy.
I got a couple tats.
Dog Boobs over here. She got a snake tattoo one night.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
I feel like y'all could maybe get a I'm Sorry John tat and be kind of fresh.
I wouldn't mind that, actually.
Mm, it's kind of... Mm. Nobody else would have it. You'd be very hip.
I've been thinking a lot about my new tattoo. What new tattoo I'm going to get, and I'm probably going to get a Rasputin tattoo.
Oh, that.
Ooh, cool.
I had a woman in... I was walking the streets of Stockholm.
That old witch.
Yeah, have I told this story on this pod before?
No. Rasputin tattoos look cool.
I know Rasputin tattoos look cool. I had a woman I was walking around in Stockholm one day, and
You're so international,
and I was just like, minding my own business, probably had my headphones on, and out of nowhere, this old woman came up to me and got in my face. I think she like grabbed me too and was just like, Rasputin, you look like Rasputin. You carry the spirit of Rasputin. And I was just like,
is that good or bad?
Dude, I don't know. But it was insane. It was a really weird moment.
You do kind of look like Rasputin.
I look like Rasputin for sure, but it was just really insane to have like this.
That guy drinks harder than you.
Yeah, I'm not going to like, I would never see somebody that is like, Abraham Lincoln, holy shit, you look like, you carry the spirit of Abraham Lincoln. So it's like, it was a really strange thing that has stuck with me. And the more I learn about Rasputin, the more I'm like, oh, well, wait, this guy's kind of fucking...
Apparently he had a third eye on his forehead.
That's what they say.
That is real cool.
Well, he was a Russian mystic who kind of rose from nothing, right?
Did he eat babies or, I mean, what are you getting into here with this tattoo?
He was just a Russian mystic, man. He dressed really cool and he was a poor dude, and then got embraced by the aristocracy of Russia, and may have destroyed the entire country.
That's right. I mean, yeah, you got to make sure he wasn't like a molester or something, where you know you got this tattoo of a molester.
That's true. Well, maybe then I'll put at the top
disclaimer.
Fuck Rasputin.
I'm just saying, do your recon. You know?
I gotta do more research and figure it out. But
some of the tattoos I'm seeing are pretty cool looking.
They're very cool looking. He was also the bad guy in Anastasia, the Disney movie.
Never saw it.
And also he had quite the fucking tripod, to be honest. So
with two chicks, one guy. What are we talking about?
He was just
here?
He was a well hung man, evidently. Which is not the reason I'd be getting a tattoo of him, but it just is a fact about Rasputin that evidently is well known. The boy slayed.
You have tattoos of all famous men with huge hogs. Rasputin, James Woods.
Exactly.
What this is an homage on my back of.
Who else had
celebrities with? Oh, Liam Neeson's.
Is that true?
Apparently, these are just the Hollywood rumors. You know.
Wow. Is this an uncomfortable conversation, Bob? Bob's boobs?
No, I don't honestly.
Are you still researching the centrifugal force machine?
Well, I just found this really cool painting that someone painted.
That's amazing.
It's like this guy goes, I recently finished this palette knife painting on found canvas. Oh. I called it Les Garçons.
That's what that was. I only saw the top of it and I was like, that's a beautiful painting.
Yeah. No, then at the bottom is like a very artistic looking portrayal of the South Park kids.
That's amazing.
It's really beautiful.
I'm gonna adjust your mic here. I think it's like you're talking to the bottom of it.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah. Or if there's a way to like lower it a little bit.
I'll just sit up straight.
Let me get in there. We can cut this. Or not.
No, we can cut it. That's fine.
I have an idea.
I'm like always looking at your levels and I can't tell.
Oh, that's a good noise. Go like this.
Oh, and then a little bit of a.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that works.
Oh, that's way better.
So it's like you're talking into it.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's that's way better.
Love it. Thanks.
Sound better.
Good looking out.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh.
Those dang. Levels just suddenly got way
love
better.
It. Good.
I don't know why I had
you just
saw
got promoted
that
to varsity. Varsity creamsicle, dude.
Well, you, yeah,
varsity creamsicle.
You and Ryan. Oh, dude, Ryan Kramer should come in the cream studio.
I got to try to figure out how to get a hold of him. I have these impulses while I'm at work. I'm like, oh, you know what I needed to do for the pod? We should get a hold of Ryan Kramer. And then I'm just like, okay. Yeah, like porn. Maybe I shouldn't do that right now. Yeah. Because I don't know how else to get a hold of him apart from through porn.
Oh, start a
Patreon.
Start a Pornhub account and
looking.
Well, I know
for...
that. I just can't do it at work. I can do it everywhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Anyway,
Christian Kid. There's this funny tweet real quick. Christian Kids be like, wow, high school was a wild ride. Time to relax with some marriage.
I saw that.
That's so good.
Which is exactly true. It's like I was talking to somebody about this the other day about how, you know, we're in our 30s now. And I reflect on some of the people that told me when we were in high school and be like, savor this time. It's going to be the best time of your life. And I'm just like, what losers, dude? Can you imagine thinking that
lame.
High school was the best time of your life? Oh,
God.
And
no.
Even college, too. Like college, I'm just like, I mean, it was fine. I mean, college was cool, but like,
yeah.
I don't think I
but
peaked
I don't
in
look
college.
Back on
yeah.
it with like tears in my eyes, like, wow, what a time. Like,
I know.
No.
It's like, it's really. Very, very, very strange and sad.
Yeah, I mean, I think those people maybe are not happy in their jobs.
No, no, I think that's probably true. But also, like, is anybody happy in their job?
No.
I mean, you just gotta, like, you gotta just be aware that jobs are just a thing.
Jobs are just a thing. Yeah, you know what? It's, like, pure fucking capitalist bullshit that we're grown up being, like, the job you have, that's going to be your passion.
Oh, I know.
You're going to be
passionate
about it.
It is a capitalist manifesto.
Productive in that way is going to be the point of your life, and if you're not passionate about it, you just can't keep looking for a new job.
That's
that
the,
you'll
that's
be
the
Monsanto
about. of inspirational
really
ideas.
Really is yeah. God.
Anyways,
burn it down.
Right down. Burn you actually had a good down. Quote on our
burn
breaking news post, by the way, dog. When you went on, you had like a moment of like revolutionary monologue where you were talking about we're out here paying for our health insurance and these fucking. Politicians are like,
yeah, we all are like getting behind our fucking basketball teams. Politicians okay. like, yeah, go Dems, like score Dems, you can do it. But really, like, they all just give a fuck about themselves.
That's all they care about.
They
yes,
don't even have
these,
a real
these,
life.
I've been saying the whole time.
These Democratic debates have been a little disappointing.
So dumb.
Oh, yeah,
they're gonna get smoked by Trump. The way I'm looking at it now, I'm going. This is the best we got in America.
Wow.
I know. I'm a little nerve.
Yeah.
I know. It's I mean, there's nobody that's like really fucking the problem I have
I want
is
a
like
Rasputin type. I want someone who
well, I want somebody the closest we have is Elizabeth Warren. I think Elizabeth Warren's
going
to end up being the nominee if I had to put money on it.
Oh, Lizzie Dubs.
Liz Dubs.
My old principal used to yell at me. That's what
really
reminds me of.
That's amazing. But even like with Pete Buttigieg,
Booty Boy?
Yeah, Booty Boy.
Booty Boy.
Even like the quote that people have been really hyped on is like when he kind of I don't know he called out he was like no Christians have any right religious right to talk about something border or whatever right I don't remember the exact quote but the way he started it off was if I would president like it was kind of like one of those things I was just like I get that that's the point of these but like you should probably have more nuance and understanding the way that these go where it's like I don't want to hear you pitch me. I want you to hear you talk, knowing that just hearing you speak is pitching me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear, like, well, if I was president, to be like, or like, when I will be president. It's more like, listen, this shit sucks. I don't like how it's going. I think we need to fix it these several ways.
Yeah.
That's it, right? Ugh. Like, don't pitch me on your presidency.
Did you see when the bros started busting into Spanish?
No, God, really?
Cory Booker and...
Oh, my goodness.
And
and
Beto like started going off in Spanish and like it was kind of impressive.
And Cory Booker gave him such a funny look. He was like,
I think Cory Booker was planning on doing that.
Yeah.
And Beto did it first.
He was like, "Are you?"
And he was like, "You fucking
me?
Stole my Spanish move."
Yeah. It stole my thunder.
And they just look like fools up there.
It's
like
just pandering. It's just fucking pandering.
I know.
It's insane. Anyway, all right. So
that's
let's
why
talk about comedy
and One True God comedy.
That's true.
One so, Tree Hill comedy.
One Tree Hill comedy. Everybody knows that's our show.
One Tree Hill comedy.
After every pod, we always watch one ep.
So on the last episode,
with Omar Epps,
the full episode, I think we stumbled upon comedy necromancy, right?
Yes.
And we were talking about, the comedy family is something we've all discussed before. I see Comedy Cemetery all the time, mm-hmm. and I love it. And now I've come on to comedy necromancy, of course, and then Comedy Heaven. And as we were going through the experience of that, of seeing that on our randoms at the end of every episode, it became very clear that there's this whole world of comedy that I think we need to break down. And so we're going to spend the next few episodes breaking down the differences and the specific communities in the comedy family, starting with Comedy Heaven.
Yes.
But in terms of the family tree, Comedy Heaven is really not the logical place to start, but I want to start there because there's this amazing description and flowchart as a post that kind of sums up how this all works.
I feel like I've never had a job or looked at a flowchart.
Okay. All right.
So this took me a while to get. But Dog Booze, I feel like, is probably a pro at flowcharts.
Really good at flowcharts.
And then I think It's Your Dad's probably second.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So really quickly, though, so Comedy Heaven is what we're going to talk about today specifically. But if you want to know the comedy family, Comedy Necromancy actually has the description of the family. So in the family on the side of the sidebar, and we don't want to jump around too much because we will get to Comedy Necromancy after we talk about Heaven and Cemetery. But on the sidebar under Comedy Family, where of course it says incest is wincest because that's like one of the greatest comedy. It's one of the greatest comedy goal. Cemetery jokes, right? There's Comedy Cemetery, which is bad memes. There's Comedy Heaven, which is what we're talking about today, which is bad memes so bad they're funny. And then Comedy Homicide, good memes with bad add-ons. Ooh. Comedy Necromancy, bad memes made better.
Okay.
Comedy Necrophilia, bad memes made worse, which is amazing. And then Comedy Hitmen, infecting, spreading bad memes so they die, which I think is very interesting.
Damn, yeah.
So that's the family. I don't know if we're going to talk about Hitmen and Necrophilia together, because I think they're kind of part of they're kind of part of the same world a little bit. It's kind of like going from Comedy Cemetery and Comedy Heaven, and then everything else is kind of a derivative of the experience. But that's kind of what makes it interesting, is the fact that there's the first couple, and then we're seeing what makes this whole world interesting is these are like internet jokes and internet memes and just like things found on the internet, mm-hmm. that the nuance of what makes it funny is, or what people tried to make funny with it, is very, very strangely complex. Like very like Jar Jar Binks references and like weird SpongeBob things and like Fortnite and like things that you don't really kind of look at and you go, huh? But then that's kind of where if it's like cringy, it's Comedy Cemetery. But if it's like, if the times have turned that pulled it back around, then it becomes Comedy Heaven. So we'll get into that, right? Yeah.
I mean, in comedy on Reddit is the foundation, right?
Yes. So, and we like, also this like
is, this is great. I mean, I was just thinking about it. This is great because they've kind of organized it all in a way where nothing's lost.
Right.
It's like the Native American eats the whole buffalo.
Right. Yes. That's actually Reddit, it's a good analogy, actually.
Reddit, you know, uses every piece of the attempt at comedy.
Right.
In a way that's like so Reddit-y.
Right.
It's like organizing these great little families and groups.
Totally. And that's, I don't want to explain comedy because that fucking sucks. And that's not how comedy works.
Explain comedy. Yeah. Okay.
I need to know.
But I'll tell you how to be funny.
But this is just this funny, weird world that I think is just, it's interesting seeing the weird differences where you're just like, I can't explain why something is Comedy Cemetery instead of Comedy Heaven, but I get it when I see it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I get why it's fucking bad, and I get why it's so bad it's good, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so Comedy Heaven. Dog, do you want to read the sidebar on this?
Yes. Comedy Haven. is pretty huge.
It's very huge.
It's got more than 500,000 gay Jar Jars.
It's so funny.
And then currently almost 5,000 people pissing and shitting all over the place.
So Jar Jar is the mascot for this gay sub. Jar Jar. Because Jar Jar represents like the ultimate attempt at cool or funny, and yep. it's just right. like a fail, right?
Yeah. Well, it was
so
it was
now
like,
if you
yeah,
if you're
totally.
A member on the site, you're called a gay Jar Jar, which is so funny.
So funny.
I love it. The rules are pretty simple. One, must fit the subreddit. The sub is for so bad it's good humor. Right. All posts must be images that are so stupid, juvenile, or generally bad that they become funny for the wrong reasons.
Right.
Those are the best kinds of things. Ironically, bad posts are allowed, but only if they could pass as something made unironically. Obviously, right. satire is not allowed. Two, must not be better suited for other popular humor subs. Posts that exhibit the distinct styles of other popular humor subs are not allowed. Some of those subs are included in this list here. Four panel cringe, okay buddy retard.
Which I don't know what that one is, but
me neither. Deep fried memes, surreal memes, and young people YouTube.
So deep fried memes and surreal memes are a couple of my favorites. And they are like they're like almost there's an element. So the reason these are interesting that they're brought up is they're like there's an element of surreality and weirdness to some of these Comedy Heaven posts where they're just like they make so little. It's kind of a little bit Ken M-esque where it makes so little logical sense
right.
that people who are not in it are just going, huh?
Huh?
Yeah. And that's very surreal memes. You're just like,
God.
What?
Yeah. God. Okay, buddy right. retard is like an intense one. Oh, and yeah? it's got a shit ton of buddies.
Cool.
Anyway, Comedy Heaven is what we're talking about.
Right.
Number three, must not contain banned content. Posts that contain content from the banned content list will be removed. The banned content list includes Sans Undertale, Peter Griffin,
amazing.
Fortnite, Ben Shapiro, pretending to be a young kid, Thanos Car, Shitted and Farted and Camed, V-Bucks, They Did Surgery on a Grape, good, that's dumb, Trump Minions,
right.
Shower Thoughts, mentioning R Funny in the title, In 20 Years, Battle Simulator, Wikipedia articles, James Charles, and Desmond Amofa, a.k.a. Atika.
So those are basically all really popular internet comedy tropes.
God.
So all of those, especially James Charles, because James Charles actually is in the last couple months.
What is James Charles?
James Charles is a famous YouTube. He's a famous YouTube makeup guy.
Oh,
and there was
yeah.
this massive controversy where he like lost a ton of followers because like some other YouTuber like ragged on him.
Oh,
and it was
shit.
All some weird, stupid YouTube drama. But it was he became this thing that you would constantly see in like dank memes.
Wow.
And I think this is also, yeah, I mean, again, this is one of those things where, like, Peter Griffin, like, there was a time where Peter Griffin was a very popular part of, like, internet comedy.
Yes.
And like, the banned list is basically saying, like, this thing, we've seen it too many times. It has transcended even heaven or hell or heaven or the cemetery or necromancy. Like, all of
yeah.
that cannot be revived. It's
oh
fucking dead, you know?
I gotta say real quick that the,
including
the reason
Minions, which
people-
is interesting.
People got mad at James Charles is so funny.
Right.
He went to the Met Gala and he posted a picture of himself
oh
and he's like,
God.
Being invited to such an important event like the ball is such an honor and a step forward in the right direction for influencer representation in the media.
Oh,
man, that makes me
want to barf and cut my eyes.
It makes
out.
Me want to shit it and fart it.
So influencers, it makes me want to shart out of my earbuds.
Oh my God, influencer representation, because they're
truly.
A marginalized group that needs representation in the
I
media.
Hope influencers unionize. I want that.
Oh
so
my
bad.
God.
Me too.
That'll
I,
be the
I want
next
this,
step towards the end of the world.
I want this to be
really
the new
will.
Trans.
Oh mm-hmm. my God. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Trans
I hope
people
so.
Would be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
influencers
we finally
get
got
shit on because they're
awful.
They're
awful dumb.
And they're dumb and they're kind of bad at acting
right.
a lot of times.
Let's
like,
really quickly stipulate what you mean when you say the next trans, because I don't want people to think that you don't like trans people.
No.
Oh, I just the next like movement.
Right. Yes. Yes. That's, I, cause
they're trying to become,
I feel
the
like trans
movement.
Is like hot right now.
Well, it's hot, but it's, there are people that are actually that have, they're like, it's a real problem. No yeah. one's a real influencer. No one's like born an influencer. And all of a sudden you're just like, oh, totally. Can't believe I'm being discriminated against
it's
for
like
being an influencer.
Trying
right?
to yeah. have the same issues as like trans and gay and
yeah,
people
exactly.
who are like.
That's what I mean, man.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. That's so, what I know that's what you mean. I just want to specify that so that in 20 yeah. years when you're.
I think lynching a trans person is a serious thing. I think influencers that don't get invited
killing
to.
An influencer.
Killing Today an influencer show. Is absolutely not a serious thing. I'll tell you right now.
We're pro thought, killing influencers.
I thought we were
going
to go
plan.
Apples to apples with that one.
I want to see a KKK specifically against influencers. Yes. I want to see what that looks like. I want to see how those marches happen.
You know what? It's those damn influencers. Changing your goddamn America.
Damn influencers.
Oh my God. Making everyone all gay up.
I fucking hate influencers. And I have to tell you the guys worst. Something funny about influencers,
I
but
love
I can't.
That you hate influencers.
I don't think, does anybody like influencers? I don't think anybody likes influencers. I think it's just a part of our world now that yeah. you have to accept that they exist.
I've yeah. done a few projects with a few influencers and it's I don't know. I mean, where I think why they get shit on by like the entertainment right. elite is that they haven't developed their
right.
I think sometimes their acting chops,
right?
But they have an audience, and so they'll get cast in things. They'll skip the line a little bit,
right?
And they don't like put in the dues that are traditional. Yeah.
They haven't done 115 episodes of a fucking podcast by the internet.
Yeah.
And they haven't done them. So.
They haven't done
exactly.
three star podcast.
That's right.
All I'm saying is like, subscribe, rate on iTunes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Follow us. Get us to that next step.
So, yeah. Conclusion, we want to be influencers.
We
want to
be influencers. anyway, well, it was what we were talking about. We were talking about, the weird art of comedy and why deep fried memes, et cetera, right?
Got it.
But, okay,
yes.
So.
And then
no
band
no
content.
Repost,
we got
yeah.
that. No repost, no gore. And keep your video clips short. Yeah. Anything longer than 10 seconds will right. be removed.
So that all makes sense. So Comedy Heaven. So now we're at this place. So we're Comedy Heaven exists because of Comedy Cemetery, right? As far as I know, I don't know what the history of their creation is, but I would assume that is based on what Comedy Cemetery was, because I think it essentially is piggybacking on what has already been in the cemetery. It's like shit that was bad, and then because it was like the world has shifted in its favor, or it's like just bad enough to where it's funny, it gets pulled out of the fucking grave and into heaven. So this flow chart, and I think this flow chart, it used to be called out on the sidebar. I don't know if it is anymore, but there's a flow chart that really describes it perfectly. And this is also 2 months old. So this is, I don't know how old this sub is, but I don't think it's horribly old.
It looks like somebody used like Excel to make this.
I know.
Which is like, it's not well designed.
No, it's not. But that's also the cadence.
It's perfect.
Yeah. So let's, so what to post in our Comedy Heaven. And then Jar Jar Binks is the mascot. Jar Jar Binks is the mascot of Comedy Heaven too.
He's like our maitre d',
right? Which I think is yes.
exactly.
It's interesting because you would think that he would be a trope that yes. would have been kind of cast out, but I think what makes him interesting, or him or her, what it was, it was it a him in the show?
It's
or
a him.
It was a Jamaican guy.
Oh, that's right. It's a Jamaican.
Hey, me as a Jar Jar.
Yeah,
me but a it was because Jamaican man.
Jar Jar Binks was designed.
I'm having my tramadol.
Nice.
We're out
dude.
Here doing Saturday morning tramadol hits, by the way. So
we're doing trammies, we're doing
MCT
whammies,
oil.
Dude. We're doing Lairdies.
Coffee, Lairds.
So
Lairds. Anyway.
So Jar Jar is it was designed to be comedy relief in the worst received Star Wars movie. And that Star Wars movie has since become a joke upon itself, but the Star Wars movie as a whole is so bad, it's bad, right? It is in yeah. the world of Cemetery, in my opinion, where it was so poorly received that it's just like sits in the dredges and people are just like, ugh, everything but that.
I watched like a lot of script writing videos right. on YouTube, and right. that movie is referenced a lot for how not to do things.
Amazing, amazing.
And it's so bad.
So because
but
of
I
that-
But I just got so angry, Padma.
I know, like,
And it's like so fucking insane. Terrible.
So, but it's good. But that said, it's so bad.
That's the best like, quote.
But that's so bad, it's bad. That one's actually legitimately
yes.
bad.
Yeah.
But because there was a character written in it that's comedy relief, it has ascended because it was so
ascended.
Bad that the comedy relief becomes like gold. You know what I mean?
We could use a Misa Jar Jar hot link on our board.
I don't know how to do that, and I'm not even going to try right now. So I'm going to, but we will.
Or
we'll
could
put
just
that in
use
there.
Our resident voice actor.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, ha-ha.
Ooh, ha-ha. I think, okay, let me just think of what's some Jar, real quick, I'm Googling Jar Jar Binks quote, and I'll
amazing.
Just say it real
you speak
quick.
Jar Jarian?
Okay.
Oh, you want me to literally record you doing this?
Yes.
All right, which one am I going to replace? Do I keep the crickets or do I get rid of the crickets?
Oh,
because
I
the
like
crickets,
cricket.
The crickets slash hamster wheel is like the worst one. So what do we got? Let's do a little.
That one's
bums me out.
Yeah.
Do you want that one? I feel like that one's like
it's only good for when someone says a joke that doesn't fly.
Yeah.
Like this will you use that on me a lot when I say something like mildly racist or like.
Why don't we use the Jar Jar sound for?
Oh
that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. There okay. Then in that case.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got this.
All right. Let me. I don't remember how to. That's not what I'm going to do. You gotta get it. Let me remember. I don't remember how to. I don't. Let me figure out how to
loosen
actually,
them pipes.
Do
got
what?
Two. You guys, let me know which one we should do. Excuse me, but the most safest place would be Gunga City. Or, you so should follow me now, Okie Day.
You have that down to a fucking art, dude.
That's pretty good.
All right, so let's go over this flow chart that I actually explained. I know okay. we referenced it earlier.
Yeah.
I want to go through this thing and kind of get down to what actually makes a post, because this is very important, and it's one of those things where it's a little bit of like you don't know unless you know,
right?
But this does a pretty good job describing it. And I think as we go through this series, I think it also will do a good job explaining how other ones work. We'll probably reference this again, even though it won't be the exact same for each
yeah.
sub, right? So
this
okay,
was
go
posted
go
by
the,
moderator yeah. Contributron. He has some flair that just says cow tools.
Okay.
Don't know what it means. All right. What to post on our comedy heaven? You have an image you want to post. First question, is it so stupid, juvenile, or generally bad that it's ironically funny? No? Then don't post it and go fuck yourself. Yes? Was it originally created to be enjoyed ironically? No? Then cool, keep going. Yes, maybe. If you say yes, maybe, could it easily pass as something made unironically? Then if the answer is no, don't post it. Go fuck yourself.
Right.
If you say yes to that, or if it was originally created, or if it was not originally created to be enjoyed ironically. So it's like Jar Jar Binks was not an ironic
creation.
No, exactly.
That's what was so, it's what's so good about it. It was made with absolute sincerity.
Yeah.
Like the movie was terrible. And then because it was made with sincerity, it has become, has become a thing.
Yeah. So. The next question, does it clearly fit better on another popular humor subreddit such as OK Buddy Retard? If
right.
that answer is yes, then go fuck yourself. If it's no, then you get to the last question. Does it violate any other rules of the subreddit? If the answer is yes, go fuck yourself. If the answer is no, post that shit.
There you go. So if it's Peter Griffin, if you get all the way down to the bottom and it's Peter Griffin, don't post it.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Or if it's Minions, right. don't post it. Go fuck yourself. I do. There are some. I think this is a flexible rule because I've seen some that obviously have broken that rule that have done very well in the sub
mm-hmm.
that I think probably were from a previous generation of this sub, I would
yeah.
assume. Like the top, one of the top of all time is from Shower Thoughts. And I know that was like. One of their rules is if it's from Shower Thoughts,
yeah.
like don't go fuck yourself or whatever. So,
all
right.
Read that top of all time.
Yeah, let me, well, the
is
top of all
it?
Time, the absolute top of all time is from Shower Thoughts, which I think maybe is why that happened. So the baby was bald is the post. This was 4 months ago too. Shower Thoughts, dog licked a baby's head. Mind blowing. And then, the actual edit is, I saw it, the baby was bald. And then the top comment is, how exactly was that a shower thought? And then the person posted with, I remembered it in the shower. So it's,
God damn it.
So this guy was just like, oh, I remember this happened once.
Dude. And he just thought that was a shower thought. That was a shower thought. He just misunderstood the assignment.
Just misunderstood the concept. And then
the only explanation for why that could be funny is if it's like a Ken M maneuver, but it's not.
Totally.
You know, like,
so another one that I absolutely love from the top of all time, it's posted 1 month ago. The King of Queens has an active Twitter account 12 years after it was on the air. It's the King of Queens, and then it's a post from obviously when the Game of Thrones finale was on, and it's just the King of Queens. It says, "We all know who the real king is." So, really dumb joke that because it's been around, because it's been dead for 12 years, people are like,
"That's really
nice.
Good.
This is funny." Yeah. Another one. There's the year is nine. Some motherfuckers be touching cow tits, and oh boy, he's about to invent cereal. And then this is from Tumblr, and says, "I beg your pardon." And then the person that posted it just says, "Beg."
Pukacho.
Yeah, Pukacho.
Pukacho, Pukacho.
So I don't really understand that one, but I think it's like a joke of some sort.
Oh, man.
So what else top from recently? Because I think this is the thing about these posts, these subs too, is they're very. Sometimes they're directly reactionary to things that are happening, right?
Yeah.
Where people are trying to like Keanu Reeves memes in particular. Like that's one that I haven't seen any, but that's the kind of thing that like right now I can imagine seeing stuff on here because it's so in vogue right now that you're going to be seeing people that are like trying to do Chuck Norris shit with Keanu Reeves. I think that probably ends up in Comedy Cemetery, I assume.
Yeah, like it's a reaction on whatever's trending. I'm going to get on this meme bandwagon and then I'm just going to fail.
And some of these two are also like so dumb. The humor is so dumb that you like your internal monologue is kind of like, but like you don't really express it.
Oh my God. I love it. This is a good one. This is like from second down on top of the past month. This guy in I'm 14 and This Is Deep posted this really sweet comic that's like 2006, a boy with a big filled up heart. 2007,
oh, I love this
boy with his heart and it's starting to get overtaken by stone. 2018, the heart is almost completely stone. In 2019, the boy's sucking his own dick. And this guy apparently posted it and didn't see the dick and thought he was just crying. And he goes, oh my God, you guys, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I don't know how to edit or delete this post. I'm new. I thought he was slouched over in anguish. I didn't notice he was sucking his dick. Don't ban me. I was really fucking high when I saw it and immediately posted it, thinking nothing of it. Bless his heart. That's
poor,
fucking
sweet boy.
Adorable.
Poor sweet boy. here's the top. This is posted 4 hours ago. Got a problem. And it's a guy with looks like a kind of cosplay Matrix outfit. It's like, yes, I run a meme page. Yes, I have autism. No, I don't have a girlfriend. You got a problem with that?
He's got a sword. My God.
No, I don't have
a
girlfriend.
That's fucking beautiful. Right underneath that is a cartoon, like a furry, like a My Little Pony type cartoon, and it says Obama and I cuddling, and it's a brown My Little Pony with a buzz cut, and it's clearly Obama as a
as
My
a
Little
furry,
Pony
yeah.
with an American flag furry. On his ass, and then another little pony is snuggling it.
Let's deconstruct this one because this one's amazing. So what makes this one great is it's hand drawn, right?
Yep.
The American flag is just like photoshopped on, like it's just like no grace, right? And then, no grace whatsoever. And then the fact that it would be Obama playing Obama character as My Little Pony is insane. As an insane thought. But this also has absolute sincerity. I think that's the thing that makes these so good is they're just like sincere, you know?
Obama is waifu material, someone wrote.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I mean, can you deny that's true, though? I can't.
This is so STUIPD is what this one's called.
Wow.
Mr. Trump, I'm an Iranian. Please do not negotiate with the Iranian government. This government has destroyed our country. They spend our money on terrorism. The regime of the dictator of Iran is who oppresses the people, blocks cyberspace, and torture opponents. Iran has oil and gas. Iran can be rich and free country. And then the person that posted below that just says, stupid, but he spelled stupid wrong. It's S-T-U-I-P-D.
Sweeped.
Sweeped. So it's just like...
Sweeped.
Sweeped.
We need to all start using sweeped from
Sweeped.
Now on.
Sweeped.
It's when you spell something wrong as like a shit talk, people immediately come back at you and point that spelling wrong.
Totally.
But it's a good... Because we know how people react,
right.
It's a good way to get people to react the exact way you want them to.
Right.
So there's like a troll in that every time. I just don't know how to.
This is just I don't know how to describe what I'm feeling seeing these posts
because no.
They're
so much
funny
like,
but they're like not.
I think you're feeling
funny.
Like I think cringe, right?
It's not even
almost
cringe because
it's
like
pure.
Like,
it's purity.
Yeah, it's like a
it's
level
like,
of purity, and it's like a feeling of just like you can't. No. Like you have a moment where you go, "Oh, that's you." You have a logical moment, and then your brain has to like go into animal X logic mode, and then you just go.
You know what I love about it? It reminds me of like when you're a kid, like under like 10 years old or under, and like the you can't even explain or put into words why something makes you laugh, but it
totally.
Just does.
Yeah.
And like that's how I feel about these. Like
right.
This one post is just a picture of a fish that says Wahoo.
Yeah.
And then under that it says he Wahoo. And then on the very bottom it's the conservation status where it's like extinct.
Right.
All the threatened terminology and then, like, and then least concern. And it just says he's extinct. And like, what the fuck's funny about that except he Wahoo.
He and Wahoo, like, exactly.
<It's> like, he's fucking extinct. And everyone's just like, Wahoo. Wahoo, Wahoo, Wahoo.
Here's a post of it's just like there's a level of immaturity that's really like joyous or something, you know.
Did
it's
you guys
that innocence,
ever
right?
Tell such a stupid joke when you were little that like it still makes you laugh.
I don't know of that joke, but I feel like this is how I feel like the word gay is almost at comedy heaven.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, because for a long time it was really bad, and then it was like people would say it, and you'd be like cringy, and now because it's gone through that cycle.
Yeah,
you kind of are like if that didn't say stweeped and it said gay, I would have been like.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it just like defies logic. It just like has gone against. Because also we're at this point where like I know we're at the tail end of Pride Month, but like a lot of the issues that were initially associated with gay rights are like not they haven't subsided, but like the issues surpass the usage of the word gay. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like that's like small potatoes. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now like using that in this silly way, you kind of just go. Nice. Yeah. <it's just> like,
nice.
Like this one, this is a toothpaste. It just says, good morning, 3! And it's toothpaste, like, looks like he's jerking off. And he's jerking off onto your toothpaste or your toothbrush. And it says, now put it in your mouth.
Damn it.
And it has no punctuation. Like, the details of these are what make it interesting. Because there's all these little, there's like the X, ooh. Little.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, comedy have.
Misa called Jar Jar Binks. Misa, your humble servant.
That's our new. That's our new. That's our new
joke.
That's I'm going to use that very liberally.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we have. Now we have.
Woo, haha.
And.
Misa called Jar Jar Binks. Misa, your humble servant.
Just the best.
So stupid.
Anyway,
the old this one to me like sums it up pretty good for what I mean. This one, it's called Yellow Boy Goes to War. It's the Bart Simpson t-shirt in the Gulf War. It says the war in the Gulf, 1991. And then it's Bart Simpson dressed as a soldier, but he's like got crazy eyes. And then there's a quote that says, I was there, dude, and it sucked. And then there's like a picture of like Operation Desert Storm. And you could tell this like a... The reason why this sort of resonates with me is like there's... Like making a 90s t-shirt,
right?
There was like a lot of attempts at fantastic jokes,
right?
But they were so bad, like the like the Big Johnson shirts, and like this kind of one of them. And,
oh my god!
And it's just like this perfect failure of like somebody got their printing press out,
right?
Somebody like had this whole idea, and then at the very end of the day, someone had to write the words in there. and they just totally blew it.
Yeah, there's so many details that contribute to this situation to end that way.
Oh my God.
Now here's one. This is another. I'm very curious that Shower Thoughts has been banned. Maybe it's because Shower Thoughts, there's a lot of Shower Thoughts in the top of all time.
Yeah. Bad Shower Thoughts are banned here. Yeah. Because, so I mean,
maybe it's just too easy.
I think it's too, I think that's what it is. I think you can bait people, and I don't think that's the point. I think this is like, this is the, kind the of point, like joke archaeology, not like create the joke and then like make your own comedy heaven post. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, Shower Thoughts is like too much of a specific genre.
Yeah.
And there's probably so many bad ones that it could, I could see it taking over this.
Totally.
And becoming like the predominant bad
joke. It would become its own sub, which is not the point
of this. Bad Shower Thoughts. Like,
this is eat my fuck. So this is a shower thought. If you kill somebody, they're dead. And then the comment below is, yeah, because people die if they're killed. And then below that it says, eat my fuck, bitch.
Oh my God.
You just like can't, there's like, not, it just, these are conversation enders too. It's like, you just like can't, you can't logic with it. You can't make sense of it. Like with the Comedy Cemetery, you can be like, oh, that's dumb. That's so stupid. And but these are, you just kind of go, I mean, like, yeah,
dude,
that's, you
this
can't
one
go anywhere.
It's so funny. It's a group tech or like a group text chain.
Right.
It looks like it would be, it's probably a bunch of guys from the 69 Club.
Right.
Someone just posts a picture of one of those Minecraft creeper characters. Like it's a little Beanie Baby version of it. And he goes, creeper, aw, man. And then one guy goes, aw, man. The next guy goes, aw, man. And then the next day, that same guy who said, aw, man, last just goes, one of my dogs, Gunner, died this morning. Oh, no.
That's amazing.
Oh, no.
This is a similar.
Oh, man.
It's a similar thing where there's a, just, yeah, it just says yeah. And it's it looks like a, it looks like it's either a group text, but I think it's probably a group text on a type of like service I don't use because it's kind of a different format, but. It's Chris. I don't like Mega Blaziken because he gets a speed boost like my dad when he chases me with his belt. And then all the people below it just gave it a yeah. Just like
God
yeah.
God damn it.
It's like that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. There was this diagram of what's the difference between an alligator and a crocodile? The difference is in the shape of their jaws. Alligators eat babies in an A shape, and it shows an alligator just opening its jaws up like, you know, like in an A shape and eating a baby. Crocodiles eat babies in a C shape, and it just shows a fucking crocodile opening its mouth, but it curves into like a stupid looking C. It's just fucking dumb.
You just see it, you're just like... yeah, I mean, I don't. There's no logic to be associated with that.
Oh man,
this is a, this is a Snapchat post.
There's like the earnestness of these.
It's
earnest too. Makes it like it feels like Michael Scott was like trying to lay down like a hip joke.
Totally,
and because he's earnest and it bombs, there's like a sincerity and you feel bad for him a little bit.
The redemption arc.
But then it makes you a little uncomfortable and then you giggle and laugh. And that's what, like, that's specifically what you love about that character. And he keeps giving you the goods because he really, really wants to be good at this.
Like there's a level of cringe with this, but it isn't, it like transcends cringe because none of these make sense. Like if they made sense, then that's where it would just be like cringy.
Yeah.
Because you get to like follow the thought pattern. But like each of these, the thing that makes them good, generally, this is a trend I'm seeing, is the thing that makes them good is like you can follow it to a point, but then it like there's a huge gap between where it ends and like the logical conclusion. Mm-hmm. So you can't actually make sense of it. So you just have to accept it. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of the thing with a lot of the ones that like have weird terminology where you just go, I don't know what this means. So I just can't help but chuckle a little bit, you know? Nathan Campbell, this is from Facebook. Nathan Campbell, are you still at Jake's house? You need to come home right now and start getting ready for bed. It's a school night. And then Nathan Campbell, and this is like a post of like, he looks like he's maybe 10 and he just says, snort my shit. And so he's talking to his mom. Oh, my goodness.
Here's a tweet. It's either a tweet or a Facebook comment. Someone named Michael messages 7 News Australia and say, hey, 7 News, I have a scoop. And 7 News Australia responds back, hi, Michael, would you mind telling us the details? And Michael just posts a picture of a fucking ice cream scoop and writes, ice cream scoop. You little stinker. You totally got him.
Oh, my God.
It's so dumb, it's good. You know, yeah. They're like, they make you laugh for a quick sec.
This one's just called Thomas the Penis. And it's like a computer support agent conversation. And this made me laugh. You know when you're on a website and the thing pops up, it's like, hey, I'm Jan, can I help you?
Right.
And this guy's named Thomas, he's a support agent. And Thomas says, hello, would you like help with our products? And then in parentheses, he says, I am a real person. And the customer says, if you are real, type penis. And then Thomas types, penis, LOL. And the customer says, haha, nice. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
I love when people are just responding with like, yeah, nice.
The duality of man. This is a photo of two wolves. It's like a beautiful, like, you can see this being an inspirational image for you know, somebody who like grew up in the Southwest and they really like relate to nature, right? This is a photo of two wolves, one black and one white. Each of us, or inside each of us, are two wolves. One is named Toby, the other is named Toby. Both wolves are named Toby. That's it. That's the best.
Inside all of us.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Oh,
oh my God. There's it's a guy really that's hard. Shown up a couple times on this subreddit
right.
in the past like week, 5 days. There's this guy on Twitter, I think, just called K-pop hater.
Right.
And like he's got a couple up there. One of them is just a picture of Goku that he posted that says, I strongly dislike K-pop. And the other one is just him tweeting, just got off the phone with the president. He said, we're going to take down K-pop.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh my goodness.
There's a lot of advertisements that are sort of failed at being hip or edgy or cool.
Well, yeah, and that borrows from the Hey Fellow Kids world.
Hey Fellow Kids a little bit. Yeah, it crosses over there. Like this one I'm looking at, it's a anti-marijuana ad, which I'm blasting to you guys right now.
I mean, this is why I like this sub and like this whole series that I want to discuss is because like there's such a difference between what this is versus Hey Fellow Kids versus like all there's just so nuanced that it's like I'm very curious in how to break down how the nuances work. You know what I mean? Like that's the strange thing. It's like the logic of it all. You know? Anyway, explain the marijuana one. Yeah,
it's a poster. It looks like it's in a bus or a subway. You know, like up on one of the rails, and the ad says Your teen comes home and you smell marijuana. And marijuana is in like 72-point font.
Right.
And then at the bottom it just says, now what? And then there's a starttalkingnow.org thing. But then next to it, there's a picture, which I don't think is part of the ad.
No.
And it's this guy and it just says, this calls for air guitar. Yeah. It's like, it looks like this ad is promoting you to use air guitar to talk to your kids about weed, which might work, actually.
Might work.
If your kid came home and smelled like weed, you'd be like, hey, you know what would be cool right now? If we just fucking aired a guitar for like 25 men and your kid would be like, you're cool, dad. You're really cool.
Or he would have a panic attack because he'd be like, what is happening?
He'd be like, and then he'd tell all his friends about it. He's like, I got home yesterday. I was so high. And then my dad wanted to air guitar for the first time ever. Like, that's not something we do. And I'm pretty sure he knew I was high, which now when my kid comes home high for the first time, I'm going to be like, you know what this means?
Air guitar.
Until you're sober.
Oh my God.
Punishment. Air guitar with pup.
Oh, the worst.
Oh, God. There's this Ubisoft chatbot called Sam, and this kid's chatting with him, and it's, I'm a chatbot. I'm gender neutral, and it's perfect like that. The kid goes, do you have family? I don't have parents or family in the sense you'd imagine. I do have you and the millions of Ubisoft club members. One big, happy, geeky team. And you? And the kid goes, I'm an orphan. And then Sam goes, excellent. I'm here to help keep it that way.
Amazing.
Whoa.
This is I love this one. Ho, ho, ho is what it says. So it's a photo of, I think it's the guy from Lord of the Rings, like the tough guy from Lord of the Rings. Me walking into a grocery store to buy everything bagels, and you see him just like throwing open the doors, like desperate. And then Ginger Ale Official reposts it, or this is on Tumblr, so whatever the equivalent of that is. It says, "Ho ho ho! I like this post. If I made it, it would have been written. I would have written ginger ale instead of everything bagels. But that's fine that you wanted to make a post about bagels instead of ginger ale this time around. I get it." And then the next post is the exact same image. It says, "Me going back to the grocery store because I forgot ginger ale." And then Ginger Ale Official, "Ho ho ho! What a great post! I love the part about ginger ale." And then the top comment on the actual Reddit post, "This is totally me when I get back to the store because I forgot ginger ale." The other thing too is like these posts are almost like they sound like bots. Like, this is how bots talk, right?
Yeah. I love that.
And I wonder if we knew they were bots, I think it would not be in this comedy heaven world.
Yeah.
It would be something else. I think part of this too is like potentially humans knowing what makes an illogical weird thing and being able to make that work in these posts, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if it was a robot, you would just be like, it just sounds like a bot talking, you know?
Just a dumb bot. God, I love them.
Attempts at humor. This is like the internet's version of open mic stand-up or something. Like, right. People are...
That's an interesting way to think about it, I guess.
I mean, you know, like, being funny on command is so hard.
Right.
And these are like personifications of people's attempts to make jokes that just are so bad sometimes.
God damn it.
It's what,
they're so stupid. It's what I'm saying. It's just,
this is so funny. Did you hear that Tom Cruise got Ligma?
What?
So your reaction is what you're supposed to say. Yeah. It just says, "Did you?" I don't know why I find this so funny. "Did you hear that Tom Cruise got Ligma?" And then you would usually be like, "What?
What's Ligma?"
Right? And the person below posts, "Who's Tom Cruise?" And then below that it says, "Ligma balls."
It's like, I'll be damned if you ruin the punchline. Exactly. I'm gonna respond back with the punchline.
It's Ligma so balls, dumb. Fish.
Oh my God.
Did you hear that Tom Cruise got Ligma?
Who's Tom Cruise?
Ligma balls.
I wonder if the Who's Tom Cruise.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Oh, I like it. That's great. Like it a lot.
that is the perfect one.
That's beautiful.
For me. Because it's just like everything about it, you're just like, it's immature.
Ligma.
It's illogical. It goes wrong.
Yep.
And then it pays off with no logical conclusion at the end.
Oh, God, I love that.
Oh, my goodness. So funny. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Here's a, I don't know, I haven't read the whole thing yet, but it's top, close to the top of all time. And it's, "Genius over-explaining lyrics is my new favorite thing." So the song lyrics are, "She grinding on my jeans, but she ain't feeling jack. That ain't my cell phone, bitch. That's my ball sack." And this guy goes, "If a girl is grinding up against a man's jeans, it would be normal for them to get hard. However, this girl doesn't feel anything except a small protrusion, which she would assume is simply a cell phone. In Noel's case, it is not. In fact, the usual cell phone. But it actually is his ball sack, which can be assumed is very small." Hmm.
Amazing. So they just killed the joke.
Cool. Killed the joke.
Oh my God. This is so funny.
It went to heaven, you know? That's the point.
I'm like,
that's the point.
This is so funny.
Well, I fucking love fucking comedy heaven.
This is fun.
It's a really, I mean, this is just the beginning. Like there's so many, this is again, like what we're going to be, this is, there's a big difference between what this is and what Comedy Hell is, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or Comedy Cemetery, rather. And then that weird world between that, where it's like comedy necromancy, where you're kind of trying to take something and bring it up, right? And I would just warn you now, like, I think that, listeners, like, Comedy Cemetery is so fucking cringy. But that's the point. It's like, it's less like people being like, this is so funny. Like, this one is like people are being like, this is hilarious. But oh, that one is people being like, look at these fucking idiots. This is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very different than this. And I think that that's where we'll get into that later. But do you find another one, Doug?
One last one. It's just like this large-breasted Asian woman on Twitch.
Amazing.
And one of the comments is, not a clue what the fuck is going on, but you got some big-ass milkers, ma'am. May I DM you?
I love that one. The Twitch stream on the right
is
all,
what's going on?
All like Asian symbols, right?
Yeah, amazing. Everybody else so like, then, is speaking like Korean. Or,
right.
Then you got this American bro who's just like, nice milkers.
Not sure what the fuck
the
is going on.
The comments but... are, make the things jump. And then someone says, show me how those tits fart.
Show me how those tits fart?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Show me how those tits fart.
God, I love
that. That sounds like a lyric from a cool Atlanta-based rap.
Show me how those tits fart.
Show me how them tits fart.
This guy goes, it's been a year and I still have no clue what the fuck that means. It's haunted my dreams. And this woman named Jazzy Jazz, hello there. As a female with a set of bonkaroos, let me explain. When you squish the milk makers together at the right angle, or even smash the bonhongaloos really fast, you can make them fart. Cool.
Okay. I actually didn't know that.
No.
So. I thought I knew everything about boobs.
I guess you don't have bongaroos, though. So.
I do not have bongaroos. I used to make my armpit fart a lot in like about the sixth grade.
Yeah.
That was like big for a year, you know?
Ah, damn. Oh my God. I could never do it.
I never really tried. I was afraid of failing.
Yeah. Mm. You guys learn how to make the fart noises where you go like this.
Nice.
So I used to do that with my brother.
That's
and,
a good one.
That was a really good
and
one.
And two of my like quote fake cousins.
This podcast.
This is really spiraling. Fucking wonderful. Okay. Real quick.
Personal. Saturday morning podcast when we don't have to go to work and face the anguish of corporate life. This is what happens.
When I
on
was
those
like
trammy whammies.
eight or nine years old, we were standing in a circle, me and my brother and these two kids that were my mom's friends' kids, and we called them cousins, and we were all going in a circle trying to make the loudest one. I really had to fart, and I was like, I'm going to just do it, but pretend I'm doing it with my hands. Because at amazing. Eight,
genius.
Yeah, at eight, you're like, no one's going to know, and I'll win. And so I did, and every single person immediately was like, was that a real fart?
That is so
and I'm like,
crucial.
No, what that's, are you fucking talking
that's
about?
That's like a great scene where you're using this fart game to actually fart.
Yeah,
it's
agreed.
Like, hey guys, you want to play the game where we all fake fart?
You finally very obviously fart for real.
What are you talking
like, no.
about? Whoever smelt it dealt it, bruh.
Whoever denied it supplied it.
That's what they say. All right, man, well, this
farts.
Is what a
treat.
Fucking treat this place. Ligma balls.
Who's
Tom Cruise?
Liga.
Ligma balls.
So funny. All right. So, okay. Let's hit a couple of randoms to close
cool.
this one out. And then we'll.
This is great.
It's, I mean, I hate, I don't want to explain comedy. I'm going to keep saying this because I think it's like lame as hell. And this is one of the rules of the internet is like, you don't want to explain the memes. But like, there is such an interesting difference between these worlds that I like want to break it down. And I think that's what we do on this podcast, obviously, is we just kind of like break down how and why these communities work and like what the weird nuances are between them. And so there's such an interesting thing in this weird comedy heaven space where it's not, it just fits between all these different zones of mammology.
Mammology, man.
So think of us more as academics.
It's
going to
be interesting seeing
adults explaining.
Are we mammologists?
Memes. We are mammologists.
I mean, I wouldn't say I am, but I think
I got a degree
one could
in
be
mammology.
Considered. That's really beautiful.
You just study moms.
Yeah, mammology. Yes.
That's a different sub.
A different thing entirely.
Yeah.
All right. I landed on clever comebacks. So this is like a similar, I guess, I would assume this is like a safer work version of Murdered by Words.
Oh, I like it.
So what's the top right now? Oh, I saw this. This is from somebody who was like, all terrorists are men. There's a problem with toxic masculinity. Way more of the terrorists are men than claim to be Muslim. Address it. And then somebody posted
that's an actual
that's
point.
That's a tweet, yeah. And then
which I think I'll be like, okay.
That's fair.
Point.
And the post below is 100% of terrorists were born by women, why do women keep producing toxic men? Address it.
So. Address it.
Address it.
Oh, man.
I got incels without hate, which I think I've seen before, but it's like cool. It's just people who are literally involuntarily celibate, but there's no hate assigned to it. They're just like, I can't get laid. What are some tips you guys?
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
That's like, a nice one too. I feel bad for those people. Yeah. And like the problem is where suddenly you go like, I don't want to get laid because women are bitches, right? Yeah. Like that's where obviously it gets really dark, and this is obviously not that.
Yeah, so. Rule number one is why hate? Hate arises from several features of our thinking process. These include wanting to assign blame for misfortune, protecting our self-esteem, and several types of errors in reasoning. You're right.
That's what you just described is sort of like immaturity in a nutshell.
Yes.
Like that's like what a 12-year-old,
right?
How they act when they get in trouble at school. It's like,
this just seems nice.
You're a bitch, principal.
Right.
Totally.
Like, no. Aww, and like it seems to be more about supporting your fellow non-hateful incels. Like there's this cute comic that's a genie, and this kid's like, I wish I was worthy of love. And the genie goes, it is done. The kid goes, nothing's changed. And the genie says, correct.
Oh, cute.
Love incels.
This is a cool sub that I know it's your dad and I are probably super into. It's called High Heels.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
All about high heels.
Cool.
I'm just shocked that there are so many subs. Right. Every time I hit random, I'm like, okay, that's a sub.
Yeah, I mean, there's literally something for everything, which I love.
It must be a foot fetish thing or something.
I got the La Caristas, and this is dedicated to Reddit La Caristas. It's girls' hair or girls' nail polish.
Is it a brand?
Lacquer.
Maybe. Lacquer.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a brand, but I think it's like L-A-Q-U-E-R-I-S-T-A. You and I have landed on some very typically feminine subs.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes. And the fact that you're saying that, I just found the opposite of feminine, and I just sent it to you guys. I love like dog boobs to open
football?
It.
Don't put your dick in that.
Oh, don't put your dick in that is fucking
rad.
Yeah,
that's probably a good idea. Oh, my Lord. Some of them are... terrifying.
Don't put your dick in that is a really funny sub.
I just random this and I was like, what does that say? Don't put your dick in that.
But I love it because it's like, it's things that look like maybe you could put your dick in that. It's just like, no, don't. Right.
Every guy is doing the math right away. And, right. And on the top bar, there's like some kind of a cheese grater thing, like
right.
Some fruit with teeth on it, yeah, then exactly. Like a hammerhead shark,
and then,
like a
Schumer.
Frog, and then Amy Schumer is on there. And
She does not have a good brand right now.
Comedy, man, that comedy cycle is brutal.
It really is.
You know, you get famous big, fast, hard. Everyone loves it, and then they take it down.
Well, she hasn't particularly handled hers with grace, unfortunately. I think that she's kind of been like, I think people get not psyched about some of the way she talks about men and like in the conversations within the Me Too and her being like, I've raped a couple guys, and then people like laugh and then move on.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
people are just like,
okay.
The fuck, dude? Yeah. So
I think it's okay in the sense that it's really tricky. Like in the context of being a comic that hangs out in comic clubs in New York City, like that's a joke. And
well,
everyone's like,
yes.
Amy, you're funny.
Totally.
But then when you do it in the news, like, I guess it's like a little tone deaf or whatever. But,
yeah.
But I don't like that comics have to censor the shit they say.
I agree.
So I'm pro Amy Schumer being offensive.
amazing. All right. Well, I like Don't Put Your Dick in That. It's also a big one, by the way. This is a 329,000 readers. I'm surprised I'm not a part of it. I feel like I was already a part of W taking that. All right. Anyway, so this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My Friday.
Talking comedy, heaven. We'll be back next week. I assume we're probably going to talk about Comedy Cemetery because that's kind of the mother and father of this family of comedy subs. So, We'll get into that, but in the meantime, fucking
part one of a three-parter.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think three is probably appropriate because we have the necromancy and all that kind of stuff is all
we can talk about it together.
Yeah, I think so. But okay, we'll be back next week. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.